This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. The highest-ranking U.S. military officer says he believes Iran was trying to kill Americans in missile strikes at two bases in Iraq. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports General Mark Milley's statement came after President Trump and Iran appeared to walk back from previous threats.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, says he doesn't think Iran was just sending a message with 11 ballistic missiles landing at the Al-Assad air base in western Iraq. No Americans were killed, but Milley says, based on what he saw, he believes the strikes were intended to kill personnel and cause structural damage, destroy vehicles, equipment, and aircraft. He says an early warning system helped save lives. President Trump is calling on NATO to increase its involvement in the situation in the Middle East. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A vote is set for Thursday in the House of Representatives on limiting President Donald Trump's ability to take military action against Iran. AP's Ed Donahue reports a similar bill faces an unlikely fate in the Senate.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the drone strike that killed Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani, provocative and disproportionate. Democrats like Minnesota's Ilhan Omar say President Trump is too unpredictable.
This is a man who is both an arsonist and a fireman. He starts a crisis, then he wants to create the appearance of wanting to solve it.
House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says now is not the time to hold back the president.
We should all be coming together to support our commander-in-chief to protect America, not debating how to limit the president's ability to defend this country.
A similar bill faces an uphill fight in the GOP-led Senate, and if passed, President Trump would veto it. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News.